Last week while I was out for a hike, I happened across a pair of swans swimming serenely in a wetland pond. I stopped and watched the pair, marveling at their quiet grace. Later that afternoon, I considered exactly which species of swan I had seen. There are three species of swans that can be found in North America. The trumpeter swan and the tundra swan are indigenous birds. The mute swan, however, is a Eurasian species that was introduced to our continent in the mid-1800s to decorate parks and estates, and now breeds wild in some parts of America. Often, when we think about the classic swans of fairy tales and valentines, we are thinking of the Eurasian mute swan and not our own native swan species. That's probably because it can be difficult to tell swan species apart. All are large white birds with pure white plumage and mostly black bills. You can, however, tell the difference based on the color of the bird's bill. Trumpeter swans have straight, all-black bills. Tundra swans have mostly black bills with yellow smudges near their eyes. And mute swans have mostly orange bills with a black knob at the base. The swans I saw had yellow on their bills, so I knew they had to be tundra swans. Like all species of swans, tundra swans pair monogamously, breeding with a chosen mate until one partner dies. The pair I saw floating in the pond will likely spend their entire 10 to 20 year lifespan together. While we humans have a tendency to romanticize these lifelong pairings, tundra swans partner for life out of necessity. Every year, tundra swans fly a long, grueling race from their breeding grounds in the Arctic regions of northern Canada and Alaska to our region in the mid-Atlantic. During their migration, tundra swans fly a few hundred miles and then stop to refuel, preferring to rest on farmland to eat crops like wheat, soybeans, rye, and barley. After a brief pit stop, they take flight again, flying at about 18 to 30 miles per hour, though with a tailwind, flocks have been clocked at 50 to 60 miles per hour. This migration is incredibly taxing and leaves the tundra swan with little time or energy for courtship and flirting. It's tough to meet a mate when you're a bird who's busy flying 4,000 migratory miles two times per year. By continuing to mate with the same partner, bonded tundra swan pairs are able to raise their young, called cygnets, together, learning from successes and failures after each mating season. A typical mating pair of tundra swans will produce 3 to 5 pure white eggs during a single season. The clutch of eggs is closely guarded by both parents for a month until the eggs hatch. Unlike many other birds that leave their young after they have left the nest, tundra swan parents stay with their young cygnets for months, and they guide them through the migration process. It helps to have parents who know the safest and best places to stop on the long journey. While I had the opportunity to marvel at the quiet grace of tundra swans on my hike, it's worth noting that these birds are neither quiet nor graceful when it comes to defending their territory or their young. Adult swans have been known to fend off predators like foxes, weasels, and wolves while protecting their nests. If you've ever been on the receiving end of a swan's wrath, you know it's best to get away, fast. As I watched this particular pair from a safe and non-threatening distance, I thought about the thousands of miles they had traveled to come here. These tundra swans likely arrived in our Chesapeake Bay region beginning in late October. They'll spend their winter here with us, enjoying our non-Arctic climate and feasting on our local aquatic vegetation, mollusks, and winter field crops. In the early spring, these tundra swans will leave our region once again to return with their mate to the Arctic to breed. Next year, they'll be back in our region, probably with a few new family members in tow. You can learn more about tundra swans and other native Maryland animals by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.